Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. This is going to be kind of a fun episode. I was talking just recently with Russell about the importance of really kind of sharing a little bit more and of really kind of being more vulnerable. I'm actually going to do a podcast later about just vulnerability, but I want to talk to you now about an experience I had recently and how it actually ties into your marketing. So understand that permission is one of the things that a lot of people crave, and it's kind of interesting. I take a look at growing up, I was probably much more along the lines as far as forgiveness is much better than permission, and I probably still kind of continue that way even these days. But it was really a crazy thing most recently. I ended up having back surgery, and I was really just trying to, I want to recover as fast as possible. I hate being down. I hate the feeling of dealing with any painkillers or things like that. And I just kind of really just, I want this over with. I want to get through this. But it was really kind of fascinating because I was talking with my wife, and she's like, Dave, you can't do that, and you can't do that, and you can't do that. You can't do that until the doctor gives you permission to do it. I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, well, he told you can't lift more than 10 pounds. I'm like, it's okay, I can do this. And she's like, no, Dave, you really can't. And it got to the point where she and my kids and everything else were just adamant about my following the rules of this doctor. To where all of a sudden I became obsessed with, I just need permission from this doctor. I need this doctor to say it's okay, that I'm not going to hurt myself, that I'm not going to, that everything's going to be okay. And I ended up having surgery on the 2nd of January, and my follow-up appointment was actually just a couple of days ago on the 17th. And so literally for the last week of it especially, I've been like, oh, come on. I just hope this doctor gives me permission. And it started becoming this spiral to where I'm like, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. I need him to give me permission to do it. And so I thought a lot about this because I went to the doctor super, super nervous. I was feeling so just emotionally nervous and concerned and almost not necessarily afraid, but I was just feeling like, man, what if it doesn't go the way I want it to? What if he doesn't give me permission? What's that going to mean? And all of a sudden these doubts and these thoughts and things started spiraling down. And I thought, it is crazy how I'm allowing this one man who really doesn't know me at all, to really control my emotions and my thoughts and everything else. And so I'm sitting in the doctor's office and I'm feeling all these crazy doubts. And at the same time, logically, I'm sitting there going, Dave, you know this doesn't matter. And so he came in, looked at my back, looked at the stitches, the scar and everything else, and says, man, Dave, you're doing great. I said, well, what's that mean? He goes, well, you can go and he says, you got to go to physical therapy and stuff, but you can start doing a lot of your activities. And all of a sudden, this massive amount of excitement came over me, and I was like, oh my gosh, all my fears dissipated. All of my concerns went out the door. I was like, oh, this is just fantastic. This doctor, who I don't even know, is giving me permission to go about living my life. And my wife was out in the car. I was so excited to go tell her about all these things. And the doctor said, well, the only thing you have is you have to wait till the physical therapist tells you when you can run and when you can do these types of things. And I'm like, all of a sudden the permission thing came back. And I'm like, listen, doc, you just tell me what I absolutely cannot do. Everything else I'm going to do. And I said, I don't want to screw myself up on this, but I want to know what I absolutely can't do. Because, well, Dave, the only thing you really absolutely can't do right now is run. I'm like, okay, good. So I can lift, I can get on elliptical, I can do all these other things besides running. He goes, yep. I said, awesome. So one level of permission was granted, and it gave me all this excitement. And it was kind of funny because I was in the office and I overheard Russell talking with some of the Inner Circle people. And it was really kind of funny because I was having this conversation with him. He goes, you know, it's fascinating to me. These people pay me $25,000 a year. And sometimes a lot of them, all they want me to do is just give them permission to be successful. And I thought, wow, how crazy this is. As a marketer, and especially if, so we go through this crazy paradox, and this paradox meaning you don't need permission, but at the same time, you want permission. And you go back and forth, and I was thinking a ton as far as in your marketing. Realize that a lot of times the people you're reaching out to or who are reaching out to you, who are following your videos, who are following your copy, who are reading, looking through your funnels and everything else, what they're really wanting is they want you, who they really don't know, very similar to the fact I didn't know this doctor. They want you to give them permission. They want you to knight them with the authority to go out and to have success, to accomplish all these different things. So realize in your own life, you probably don't need as much permission as you're probably looking for. You can go out and just do it yourself. But understand, on the flip side of the coin, the people who are following you, the people who are wanting to learn more from you, especially if you're in a coaching type of a situation, what they really, really want is they want you to give them permission. So be quick to do so. Let them know that they can be successful. A lot of times people just, they want someone to say, yes, you can do it. And just as much as I wanted this doctor to tell me I can do everything in the world I want to do and I'm back to normal within 2 weeks of having back surgery, what I understood was I've given this guy the authority to control my permission. Understand that a lot of times in your marketing, the people who are following you, they've given you the authority to give them permission, or they want you to give them permission. So understand there's this paradox that, first of all, if you're wanting permission to be successful, you've now received it. You have the permission to go out. You have the permission to be as successful as you want to be. Just go for it. At the same time, understand that in your role as the marketer, you now have to allow other people to be, you have to grant them permission as well. So I know this is a real quick, short podcast, but it's one of those things I've been thinking so much about, and how important it is in your marketing to allow people to give them that permission. So give them the permission. You've got my permission, not that I have any authority for you, but I want you to be successful and I want you to have success in your marketing. I want you to understand that you can go out and you can do this. And no matter how many naysayers are out there fighting against you, you've got the permission to be as successful as you want to be. Have an amazing day. And again, thank you. I appreciate the fact that you've taken time out of your schedule to listen to this. Please do me a favor, if you don't mind, go to iTunes and basically give me the 5-star rating and give me a review. So, and if it's not a 5-star, give me whatever you feel like it is. But please go to iTunes, rate and review the podcast. And also, one last request, if there's someone you want me to interview or if there's a topic you'd like me to cover, please hit me up on Facebook, send me a personal message, or reach out to me and just email me, dave@clickfunnels.com. Have an amazing day. And I look forward to all your success, and I can't wait. Hopefully, I'll be seeing a lot of you at Funnel Hacking Live coming up in March. You know, one of the things that means a ton to me is the personal reviews that you guys leave on iTunes. If you wouldn't mind going out, rate the show. Let me know how I'm doing. Just go to iTunes, click on the episode, and rate it. Leave a comment. I read all the comments. I appreciate all the stars and everything everyone already left for me. Again, I really appreciate it, and it's my way of finding out how I'm doing. So if you don't mind, I'd really appreciate it, and Again, thank you so much for all that you guys do. Have a great day.